Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shiur at the Young Israel of Woodmere. We do have shiur this morning. Okay, a little bit of calisthenics for me, going back and forth to the car. So here we go. Let's get right into our learning. Oh, this shiur is L'zecher Nishmas, L'ilui Nishmas, Tzvi ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, Tzvi ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, Alav Hashem, on the occasion of his 18th Yurtzeit, the Neshama Shel Meir's Chus Aliyah, and the merit of the Divrei Torah that we will share together today. So this week's Parshas, Parshas Naso. Today's shiur took me many hours to prepare. Whew, it's not going to take us 1 week to learn. It's probably going to take us 2 or 2.5 to 3 weeks to learn. So the source packets, you can either take them home and bring them back or leave them on the bima, and I will be responsible for bringing them back next week if you prefer not to carry them around and have Seamus with you. This week's Parsha and Parshas Naso, we have the famous Birkas Kohanim. And even though we do not have the Beis HaMikdash anymore today, Rachmana Litzlan, and we do not have the Kohanim serving in their capacity as Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have Korbanos, we do not have the opportunity to be Olah L'Regel today. However, we don't have Hakel in the Beis HaMikdash today, where the king reads from the Sefer Torah. However, a number of mitzvos have remained to the Kohanim throughout the generations. We still have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. We still have the mitzvos regarding who a Kohen may marry and who he may not marry. And one of the institutions or mitzvos of the Kohanim that has remained with us throughout the generation is the Birkas Kohanim. Now, of course, in Eretz Yisrael, it is recited every day. In Chutz Arts, in Sephardi congregations every day. In Chutz Arts, in Ashkenazi congregations, only on the Yamim Tovim. So you must have a handout when you're coming to sit down. You need a handout. You don't need a chumash, you need a handout. The reason you don't need the chumash is because the psukim are very familiar to you. You know them. I'm only going to read them to you and just quote a number of Rashi. So here we go. Birkas Kohanim is found in Parshas Naso, in Perek Vav, psukim Chaf Beis through Chaf Zayin. Birkas Kohanim was recited by Aaron for the first time, the Torah tells us in Parshas Shemini. In Parshas Shemini, actually, for the first time. So, Ein Mokdam U'cha B'Torah, in Parshas Shemini for the first time, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aaron gave the Birkas Kohanim for the first time, but in Parshas Shemini, the text of the Birkas Kohanim is not listed. Rashi only tells us that he recited the Birkas Kohanim. Here, the Birkas Kohanim, the text of the priestly blessings, is delineated for us. So it's in Parak Vav Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. God spoke to Moshe, saying, Daber El Aaron Ve'El Banav Lemor, speak to Aaron and his son, saying, Kol Sivarchu Es B'nei Yisrael Amor Lahem, so you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall say to them, Yivarechacha Hashem V'yishmerecha, may God bless you and guard you. Ya'er Hashem Panav Eilecha V'ichu Necha, may Hashem shine the light of his face upon you and endow you with grace. Yisar Hashem panav eilacha v'yasem nechasham. Hashem should lift up his face towards you and he shall grant you peace. V'samu eshemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarchim. The Kohanim are merely a conduit. They are merely a vessel or a vehicle through which the blessing flows. The blessing is not coming from the Kohen. The blessing is coming from the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Shechina kaviyachol, the brachos of the Shechina flows through the Kohanim, the tribe chosen to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, onto the people, and I will place my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So this is the Birkas Kohanim. So just very, very quickly, Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So what is this blessing, the first of the Birkas Kohanim? So Rashi says, Yivarechacha sheyisparchu nechasecha. Your possessions shall be blessed. So this is a blessing of Gashmios. So it doesn't mean you have to have $10 billion. It means you're going to have food, and you're going to have clothing, and you're going to have all the physical needs that you need to survive. God will bless you with physicality because you need possessions to live. As in Olam Hazar, we are made up of a neshama and a guf. So we need to take care of the neshama. We also need blessings to take care of the guf. So we need to eat breakfast. That's gashmis. Okay? Sheyisparchu nechasecha. V'yishmeracha. What's v'yishmeracha? So he will guard them. So Rashi gives a mashal. Rashi explains that if someone gives something to somebody else, he doesn't have the capacity to guard it. If bandits or robbers come along and take that item that you gifted to someone else, what does the gift help? It doesn't help if bandits come and take the gift away. But by the rebuke, he's the one who gives the gift. He gives you the nechasacha, the physical possessions that you need to leave. Hu hashomer. He will guard them so that they will not be taken away, so that they will not be lost to you. That's your verachacha. If the first pasuk is a blessing for gashmius, physical sustenance. We need to take care of our guf. The second pasuk is a blessing for ruchnius, for Torah. Or is Torah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she had to hide him. Vatero so kitovu v'titzpenu shalosh yirachim. Why was he tov? He was tov because nismale abayis kula ora. The house was filled with light. The menorah in the Mishkan, which gives light, represents the wisdom. Ein chachma elo Torah. When Moshe at the end of Kitisa, paraglam adalit, comes down, his face is beaming with light. The skin of his face is beaming with light. V'lo yada Moshe kikaren arpanav bedabav ito. The face, the skin, was beaming with light because he had just come down from Har Sinai. So Or is Torah, Choshech Rachman Alitzlan is Galus and the Yetzer Hara. Or is Torah, so Yerusham Panavidach Vichuneka. This is the blessing that Hashem should endow us with the light of Torah, and we should be blessed with grace. He will endow us with grace. Okay, Rashi says, Panim Tzochakos, Panim Tzuhubos, a smiling countenance, a radiant countenance. This is referring to a blessing in Ruchnius. So the first blessing is a blessing in Gashmius, the second blessing is a blessing in Ruchnius. And finally, Yisar Hashem Panav Eilecha Yichbosh Kaso, Rashi says, quoting Medrash Tanchuma, he will conquer his anger, V'yasim L'chashav, and he will endow you with peace, V'samo Shumia B'ni Yisrael V'ani Avarchim. Rashi does now comment on V'yasim L'chashalam, he will grant you with peace, but it is interesting how almost obsessed the Torah is with the concept of shalom, with the concept of peace. So I think this week, being the Birkas Kohanim in the Sadra, and even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, and it's Baal Oscha, and Nasa was last week, Birkas Kohanim is something that's relevant to us all the time. Again, in Eretz Yisrael, these Birkas Kohanim are given every day, and it is something that, and it's included in our Birkas HaTorah in the morning, and Birkas HaShachar, we recite the Birkas Kohanim. So we are going to spend some time talking about this idea and this blessing of Shalom, this idea of peace and the blessing of Shalom. That is what we are going to spend at least today and next week. We'll see where we get to. We're not going to skip any of the sources. The shiur took me an exceptionally long time, Baruch Hashem, to prepare. And it is fascinating to consider how important Shalom is in the Torah, in the Torah Shebiktav, in the Torah Shebaal Peh, and to our lives. Now, it's interesting. You could look at these blessings and say, okay, if God blesses with Gashmias, the first Pasuk of the Birkas Kohanim, and Pasuk of Daleh, if Hashem blesses me with Gashmias, and then he blesses me with Ruchnias, okay, physicality and spirituality, what do I need? Why do I need the final blessing? And I'm going to show you a similar idea in Bechukosai. Why do I need a similar blessing? Why do I need to sum up with Shalom? Like, it's finished. You have everything you need in Gashmias, you have everything you need in Ruchnias, so why do I need anything else? The answer is for us in Parshas Bechukosai. So with that, we are going to go to our handout, please. And the first psukim that you see, does everyone have one? Okay, good. The first thing that you see, I'm just going to make a shahakal, okay? Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shahakol Nehiya B'dvaro. Why am I drinking a tea? I don't know, because I made it and I like a tea in the morning. But it's warm. Okay. So the first thing that we see is, how does Bechukosai begin? Bechukosai is famous for all of the klalos. Bechukosai is very famous for all of the klalos. But before the klalos, okay, there is a short series of blessings that will come for the people if we go in God's ways. No Rashis, but just this is the beginning of Bechukosai. Okay. The pasuk Bechukosai begins Perachav Vav pasuk Gimel. Here we go. In Bechukosai teilechu, if you go in my ways, v'es mitzvosai tishmu, and you guard my mitzvos, v'asisem osam, and you do them. I mean Vayikra Chavav right in the beginning. Perachim Gimel through Vav. V'nasati gishmecham beitam. What will happen if you go in the ways of God and you keep the mitzvos of Hashem? I will give rain in its time. V'nasna arts yavula. V'etosadi yitem piryo. The land will give its fruit. The trees of the field will give its fruit, there will be produce, there will be fruit. The siglochem dayushes batsir, batsir yasigat zera. Threshing overtakes winnowing, winnowing overtakes threshing. I don't know anything about farming. Et zera v'achaltem lachemchem lesova. The point is that you will be blessed with the produce and the fields, and the threshing floor will be filled, and the storehouses will be full, and you will eat your bread to satiation. V'yishatem levetach ba'artzachem. You will dwell securely in your land. And then the pasuk says, after these beautiful blessings, "V'nasati shalom ba'aretz." I will put peace in the land. "Ushechaftem," you will lay down. "Ve'ein machrid," you're going to be able to lay down with security, with peace. You're going to be able to drive in the streets and the Shamran without worrying that Meir Tamari, Hashem Yinkom Damo, age 32 years old, who left behind his wife and one-year-old and three-year-old daughter, Rachmana Litzlan. He was killed on Tuesday, Hashem Yinkom Damo, 32. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you could go look it up and say a kapitel of Tehillim and daven for his wife and children that they should have koach and nechama from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the ultimate blessing is when Asatu Shalom Barts, V'shechaftem Be'ein Rachwi. There's not going to be such a thing. You'll be able to lie down. You won't be afraid. You're not going to be worried about such horrors, about such enemies. V'hishbati Chaya Ramin. Oh, this is a beautiful proof. Whenever I talk about Shabbos, I always say that Shabbos does not mean rest. Shabbos means cease. Oh, I always say it. Here it is, Yoni. Look. V'hishbati Chaya Ramin Aretz. I will cause wild animals to cease from the land. Here's another proof. V'charev lo tavor ba'artzacham. And a sword will not pass through your land. So this one, Meir Tamari, was one day before his 32nd birthday. He was killed on Tuesday. On Wednesday, he was supposed to be 32 years old. He had just completed work on his house. He had just moved into the house. I forget the community where they lived in the Shamban. So what does it mean, Minasati Shalom Ba'aretz? Why do you need Shalom Ba'aretz? If you go on my laws and you guard my mitzvahs, there'll be rain in its time. The land will be full of produce. The trees will be overflowing with fruits. There'll be threshing and winnowing. You'll eat so much. You'll be so full. You will have security in your land. Why do I need Vinasati Shalom Ba'aretz? I have all other blessings. So it's the same thing by the Berakos Kohanim. Why do I need Shalom? I have everything in Gashmias, Yisparchu Nichasecha. I have everything in Ruchnias, Panim Sochakos, Panim Tzehuvos, Ya'er, the light of Torah. What else do I need? I have everything I need. Shama Tomru Hare Machal Vare Mishta, so Zuk Rashi, I'm in Vayikra Chaval Pasuk Vav, it's on your handout, lest you will say, I have food, I have drink, why do I need Shalom? I have Pasuk of Dalet in the Birkas Kohanim, Gashmias, Pasuk of Hay in the Birkas Kohanim, Ruchnias, I have food, I have Torah, what else do I need? I don't need anything else. Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. If there is no peace, there is nothing. Talmud Lomer Achor Kozos V'Nesati Shalom Ba'aretz. That's why it's not enough to have overflowing storehouses and full fields and lush trees and nice homes and sufficient clothing and warm water and washer dryer that works and a plethora of shiurim and Baruch Hashem we have Gashmi Zeruchis. It's not enough. It's not enough. Im Ein Shalom Ein Klum. If a person does not have peace in their life, and if a nation does not have peace in its land, it's as if there's nothing. You're always on guard, you're always running, you're always afraid. Rachmana litzlan, ad masai. Mikan shahashalom shakul keneged hakol. Continues Rashi, I'm on your handout. From here you learn that peace is equal to everything. Achenu Amar, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Osa Shalom Uvore Esakol. So from here, Chazal learn out that because it says Osa Shalom makes peace, Uvore Esakol creates everything. What is the everything that God created? Peace. Mikan Shal Shalom Shakol Kenegarakol. So these two statements of Rashi are really two sides of a coin. It's like the negative and the positive. The negative is Ein Shalom Ein Klum. If there's no peace, there's nothing. And the flip side of the coin is the positive side, Shal Shalom Shakol Kenegarakol. On Tuesday, and I think this is why people did not hear about the murder of Meir Tamari. Meir, his name would be in Israel. It's because on Tuesday we woke up to the bitter news that the Gadol Hador of Gershon Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, was Nifter. I think that's why the news of the terror attack did not have so much attention. Because the preeminent posse, Gadol, Rosh Yeshiva, if anyone did not read the biography of his brother, Rav Yaakov Edelstein, it's by Art School, it's by Sivan Rachav Meir and her husband, Yedidia Meir, it's Rav Yaakov Edelstein, Rav Gershon's brother, Zecher Tzadikim Livracha, I highly recommend it. Unbelievable. When they were much younger, their mother died very young in Russia, and their father came with them to Eretz Yisrael. They had nowhere to live. It's very famous. They were living in a chicken coop, and they had found a chicken coop to live in. And their father used to learn with them, and their father was the Rav of Ramat HaSharon. And after he died, they made Rav Yaakov Edelstein the Rav of Rav Mahasharan, and he stayed there his entire life. It's a mixed community of Dati and Chiloni. It's really Kedai to read. Summer's coming up, maybe you have more time to read. I think it's called Reaching for Heaven. It's the biography of Rav Yaakov Edelstein by Sivan Rechav Meir and her husband Yedidya Meir. It's not so long, it's a short book. It's tremendous mussar. Anyway, that was Rav Gershon's brother. So we're talking about big tzaddikim and big gadolim. And I thought it was so interesting when I was preparing this shiur. The OU, the Orthodox Union, released a statement. Prime Minister Netanyahu, I'm sure you saw, released a statement on the patira of Rav Gershon Zatzal. And yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu went to Bnei Brak to be Menachem Aval. They closed off all the streets. You could see the Prime Minister's motorcade going through the streets. They closed off all the streets. They took everyone else out of the Shiva house. They closed the Shiva house only to the Prime Minister. So Rav Gershon was holding up the world with his Torah. So the OU released a statement. And I thought, I read it. It came out email and I put it in trash. I read it. I actually forwarded it, I think, to my husband and my son, maybe my daughter. And then I deleted it. And then when I sat down to prepare the shiur, I went back to delete it. And I included this in the shiur. This is a gadol who is 100 years old, who was a magid shiur for close to 80 years in Ponovich, who never left the Dalet Amos of Torah. What did the OU have to say about Rav Gershon? Now, you can't encapsulate a life, obviously, in an email or in a biography, especially the life of such a person who is larger than life. But what did the Orthodox Union in America have to say about Rav Gershon Edelstein? Of all of his accomplishments, what did they have to say? I put it in your handout for you because I want you to see it and follow along with me. With profound sadness, the Orthodox Union joins the entire Jewish community in mourning the passing of Moreinu Rav Gershon Edelstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha at the age of 100. Rav Gershon was recognized as the preeminent leader of the Haredi community in Israel and served as the Rosh Yeshiva of Ponovich in Bnei Brak, where he taught for more than 70 years. Now, what could you possibly say about a person who becomes so much greater than the Hamona, reaches the highest heights of Torah, plumbs the depth of Torah that we cannot fathom on our level, whose life is kulo Torah, kulo Ribbono Shel Olam, kulo Avodas Hashem? What could he say? What did the OU choose to say about Rav Gershon Edelstein? Rav Gershon's hallmark was his measured and clear voice, with which he taught his students until his final days. I don't know if you saw that on Monday, he gave shir from the hospital bed to the few closest Talmidim, and it was broadcast to the yeshiva, and on Tuesday morning he was writing his notes for the shir that he was going to give that day, and then he was niftar. Asher Misha Balakan v'talmudo b'yado. Rav Gershon's hallmark was his measured and clear voice, with which he taught his students until his final days. The voice avoided controversy, and guided his students and community b'darchei noam, which means ways of pleasantness, always preferring to address issues and relationships with pleasantness. His leadership and his messages consistently employed a positive tone and stirred internal reflection rather than criticism of others. This is a key to shalom. I need to worry about my neshama. I need to worry about my Yetzer Hara, my Yetzer Tov, my mitzvos, my averos, my level, my tzlius, my kashrus, my entertainment. Let God and the other person have their own relationship. That's the key to shalom. Because if I work on who I am instead of worrying so much about who somebody else is, then I'll always be at peace with everyone else. Because my whole avodah is to work on who? Michal Haaretz. I don't have to worry about someone else. Let God worry about someone else. But if I accept that I need to work on myself and stop worrying about what other people are doing, then I can be b'shalom with other people. I will have no point of contention. If every person works on themselves, and working on themselves, of course, includes being kind to other people, doing chesed, learning Torah, mitzvos. His leadership and message consistently employed a positive tone and stirred internal reflection. Work on yourself rather than criticism of others. He guided teachers and parents to prioritize their investment in showing care and concern for every child, regularly expressing encouragement and love, rather than coercion and criticism. This is what the OU publish as a tribute of Gershon. Now, you can't publish a tribute to such an Adam in 100 emails, or in a biography, or in one paragraph. But it's so incredible that what they chose as their tribute in the aftermath of his Petira is to speak about his approach to Bein Adam Echaveiro and Chinuch in terms of Ne'imos and Shalom and Ahavas Yisrael. And that all goes together. We are all in mourning over the loss of this giant of Torah and model of humility and kindness. Rav Gershon's example will inspire all of us to aspire to greater heights in the service of God, Avodas Hashem, the study of Torah, Klimra Torah, and the care and kindness we extend to others. Yehi Zichro Baruch, may his memory be for a blessing. I had deleted it because I read it. I forwarded it to some members of my family, and then I deleted it. When I sat down to prepare the shiur, I went back. Im ein shalom ein klum. If you don't know how to get along with other people, if you don't have peace and serenity in your life, if you're always worried about what someone else is doing instead of internal reflection, how am I doing? Ein klum. It's unbelievable. He avoided conscious adversity, guided his students and community b'darchei noam, addressed issues and relationships with pleasantness. His messages of leadership consistently employed a positive tone, and he spoke about internal reflection rather than criticism of others. He guided mechanchim and parents to prioritize by showing care and concern to each child, express encouragement and love rather than coercion and criticism. We're going to do a very lengthy medrash. The length of this medrash is not the full length of the medrash. It is so long. I ran through the entire thing, and this is everything I want to go through with you. It's a very long medrash. You see, the next thing it says is the pasuk of Yisar Shem Panav Eilecha. Continue on your hands up, please. V'yasim lecha shalom. So, what does the medrash have to say? Medrash Bamidbar Rabba on this pasuk. Yisa is to lift up. Hashem should lift up his face to you, kaviyachal, and he will give you peace. The Medrash takes us through a lengthy exploration of how important shalom is. Gadol HaShalom, this is the Medrash Bamidbar Rabba, Parsha Yud Aleph, Simon Zion, to the Pasuk of Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yasim Lecha Shalom. Gadol HaShalom. How, again, this isn't the beginning. Sometimes you see dot, dot, dot. Sometimes I didn't even do dot, dot, dot. It's so lengthy. I couldn't teach the whole thing. I would be spending 4 weeks only on the Medrash, which is Kedai, but I also want to do other things. Gadol HaShalom. How great is peace? Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shina B'davar Mifnei HaShalom. So the first thing the Medrash tells us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, whose hallmark is MS. How do we know that? Because the Margum Masechta Shabbos Nun Hey tells us Chos Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu Emes, the seal of God is truth. A lawyer has a seal. A notary public has a seal. The King of England, I'm sure, has a seal. Lahavdil, billion alfei of dollars. The Ribono Shel Olam has a seal. What's the seal of God? Says Gemara, truth. It's in the Aleph Beis, first, middle, and last letter of the Aleph Beis. Spell Emes. Aleph Mem Tov, first, middle, last letter of the Aleph Beis. Spell Emes. A whole other share. Gadol Hashem, Shalkosh Baruch Hu Shina V'davrim Pnei Hashem. Shalkosh Baruch Hu, who is MS, the first pasuk of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Eso Shemayim V'Eso Aretz, has every nakuda, every vowelization except the shuruk, the u sound. Why doesn't it have a shuruk, the three dots, shuruk? Why doesn't it have a shuruk? Because if you scramble the letters of shuruk, it spells sheker. And there can't even be a semblance of sheker in the foundation in the first pasuk of Torah. Furthermore, Midva Sheker Terchak, Parshas Mishpatim. Furthermore, the Avos and the Imahos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, have all of the Nekudos, but they also don't have a Shuruk. Why? Because the patriarchs and matriarchs were Anshei Emes, and in Emes there is no Sheker. So again, I could give you a whole shiur, Tadshei, Haaretz, Dasha, the last Mishnah, Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, the world stands on Din, Shalom, Emes. Okay. Emes, but of course, my point is, and bring out you a few illustrations, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is synonymous with Emes. So if he's synonymous with Emes, you would think, so to speak, that God would never tell a white lie, excuse me. How could he ever change the truth? If his seal is truth and the Aleph Beis is truth and the world is created on the foundation of truth. No, says the Medrash, Gadol Hashem, Shekosh Baruch Hu Shina B'davrim, Pnei Hashem, Hakosh Baruch Hu changed the thing, the emes, for the sake of peace. Sheneemar Ha'af Amnam Eli V'Aniza Kanti. What is the Medrash referring to? The Medrash is referring to Parak Yud Chas in Parshas Parak Yud Chas in Sefer Bereishis, when the angels come and they say, guess what? We have news. You're 89, you're 99, she's 89, but you're going to have a baby. Vatitzchak Sarah Bekirba. Sarah laughs in her inside. Vatomer Chare Velosi Haisi La Edna Vaadoni Zakin. What are you saying? After I am withered up and all dried up and my husband is old? But yet Hashem goes to Abram and he says, Lama Zat Sachaka Sarah. Why did Sarah laugh? Lamer, what did she say? Ha'af Amnon Eleid Va'ani Zakanti. Hashem goes to Abram and he's upset that Sarah laughed. Why did she laugh? And she said she's old. She did not say she's old. Who did she say is old? Avram is old. But what did Hashem do? For the sake of Shalom in the home, what did he do? Makosh Baruch Hu, who is Ames, Shina B'davar, Masech HaShabbos Nun Hei. Nevertheless, Shina B'davar, Pnei Shalom. That's how great Shalom is, that even Makosh Baruch Hu himself changed the matter. He told a non-truth. My husband was just telling me last night, we were smiling at the table. He was listening to a shir and he heard Rabbi Shai Shechter say, I didn't hear, my husband told me. Shai Shechter said, have you ever seen my father, Shlita, Rosh Hashiva, going through El Al security? And they say to Rabbi Shechter, Shlita, did you pack your own bags? He says, no. They said, did anyone give you any gifts? He says, yes, of course, people gave me gifts, something for this and something for that one. So my husband said, Rabbi Shai Shechter says, Daddy, you don't have to tell them everything. He says, I should tell a lie. Amish is of paramount importance, but for the sake of Shalom Bayis in the home, Hashem changed the words. Gadol Shalom continues the Medrash. Shehashem, oh, this is also this week's Sedra. There's two places in this week's Sedra where Shalom is of paramount importance. One is by the Birkas Kohanim, which is the Medrash on this Pasuk, and the other is by Sota. Maisa Sota is Bamidbar Perakei, Psukim Yud Aleph through Lamed Aleph. We're not going into it now. No way, no time. But, one of the things of Sota is, the Kohen takes a kli charas, an earthenware vessel, he takes dirt from the floor of the Mishkan, he takes water from the kiyar, he writes the oath on a parchment with the Shem HaMeforash, and before she drinks it, he puts the parchment with the Shem HaMeforash into this water. You're erasing the name of God. Now, we are not allowed to erase the name of God. You cannot take God's name in vain. This is totally taking God's name in vain. Why are you erasing Hashem's name? We're so careful with Shemos to bury it. We're not allowed to do that. Nevertheless, Gadol Shalom, Shehashem Shenichta Bikdusha, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yimach Alamayim, Bishvil Lahatzil Shalom Ben Ish Lishto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it's okay. I'm willing to be Michael on my holy name. I'm willing that my name should actually be erased, which we are not. You can't go over to a piece of paper that has the Shem Hashem and start crossing it off with a Sharpie and start ripping up the paper and throwing it into the garbage. It's a design to the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're not allowed to do it. It's an Aveira. But Hashem says, you know what? It's okay. For the sake of Shalom between Ish and Ishto, I'm willing that my name should be erased. I tried when I was preparing the shir, but I could not find it. I don't know if I filed it or I didn't file it. I don't know where it is. I tried to find it, but I couldn't. A number of years ago, I quoted a psak of Rav Avadia Yosef that Rabbi Shai Shachter had shared with me. I'm going back a few years, so I don't know which shir was in. I don't know where the psak is, but he sent it to me, and I quoted the lashon of Rav Avadia Yosef. So Rav Avadia Yosef's tshuvos quoted every source possible on this topic, but there was a synopsis. A woman wrote a shayla. A woman had a shayla. What was the shayla? The shayla was, she was a chozer b'teshuva. And in her college days, she was not the most sneeze kosher person. And she got pregnant, and she had an abortion. She became a chozer b'teshuva, and she got married to a yeshiva bacher. And they had a firstborn baby boy. Now, the husband, I don't know, understand this part, but whatever, he doesn't know anything about her past, fine, I assume she was guided by her rabbanim, he doesn't know about her past, so he thinks that she didn't have a cesarean, she has a normal delivery, and they think they're going to have a pigeon of Ben. But it's not a pigeon of Ben. Now, you're not allowed to take God's name in vain because you can't make a bracha levatala. The whole thing's levatala. So what should she do? So she went to her Rav, who went to her Rav Avadya Yosef. I couldn't find the tshuva. I don't know where I filed it. I wanted to include it in the source sheet, in the original Lashon of Rav Avadya, that's why I couldn't find it. Rav Avadya Yosef paskin that it's fine. You go ahead with the pigeon of Ben. Don't tell your husband. If the Ribbono Shalom is willing to let his name be erased for the sake of Shalom, the proof is by Sota, the Medrash writes it befamish, Gadol HaShalom. So what would happen to the marriage if she comes along for whatever reason the husband did not know? Okay, so they're married for what? A year and a half at least, a year at least at the minimum. She got pregnant, Baruch Hashem, she has a baby, she says, listen, there's something I have to tell you. The biggest simcha could turn into a World War 20 and it's the end of the marriage. It could be a total disaster. Rav Avadya says, you go ahead. Oh, it's a bracha levatala. You're right. So this is Shem Hashem Mefarash, erasing it for what? For Shalom Bayish. Gadol Shalom, Shashem Shenichta Bekatusha Amar Kosh Baruch Hu Yimachau Amayim B'Shvil Lahatil Shalom Ben Ish L'Ishto. Continues the Medrash. Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta Omer. We're going to come back to Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta much later at the end of our sources. So we'll only do this briefly. Gadol Shalom, She'ein Kli Mekabel Bracha Elo Shalom. She'nemar Hashem Yivarechas Amo B'Shalom. How great is Shalom? Says Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta, you have no vessel that receives blessing, only peace. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, God should bless his nation with peace. I'm not focusing on that because we're going to come back to that. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta is quoted in the Mishnah as well. We're going to focus on the Mishnah itself. We're still in the Medrash. But furthermore, have you ever noticed many aspects of our liturgy end with Shalom? How do we end davening? Every day, three times a day. Weekday, Shabbos, no matter Yom Tov, whatever Shemona Esrei you're davening, Tisha B'Av Rachmana Litzlan, Sim Shalom Tov Uvracha. Sim Shalom Tov Uvracha. Chayim B'Chayim V'Chesed Rachmana because of Recha. And we end with Shalom. And in Shalom Rav, if you're asking, as you already say by Mincha, I'm Svart, so I only say it by Arvis. No matter where you, what day it is, or what Nusach you're davening, you end your Shemona Esrei with asking for Shalom. How do we end benching? What's the last day of a benching? Nar Yisigam Zakanti, though he's talking to the Zav, Zarma Vakashacham, Hashem Ozami Tere, Shami Varachasamo, Bashalom. Let's look at the Medrash. The Medrash says, Af, so the last thing we just did is Rabbi Shimon Bechalafta, and Kli Mekabel Bracha. Okay. Af Bebirkas Kohanim, Achar Kol Bracha, Simon Bashalom, V'yasim Lecha Shalom. This is why we started off Shir. The Medrash says, why does Birkas Kohanim need to end with Shalom? You already gave me all the brachos. Lomar she'ena brachos mo'ilos klum, ela im kein shalom imahem. To teach you that the brachos have no to'eles, no purpose. They will not help you if you do not have Shalom along with all of the brachos. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar Omer, God of Shalom, she'en chosim kol tefila ela shalom. How great is Shalom? Birkas Kohanim ends with Shalom. Kosh Baruch Hu lets his name be erased for Shalom. Kosh Baruch Hu Shina B'davar Mepnei Hashem. The Medrash doesn't mention it, but another example is in Perek Nun of Bereishis. Rashi quotes it on the Chumash. Perek Nun of Bereishis, after Yaakov Avinu dies, so they come back to Mitzrayim, and now the brothers are afraid that Yosef will finally take Nakama. And must be he never took Nakama on us these 17 years that we were in Egypt, because father was alive. Now father died. He's going to put us all in jail. He's going to make us servants. He's going to throw us in a pit. He's going to give us Tatius Potiphar. He's finally going to take revenge. And they say, your father commanded before his death, Sana Chedachacha, forgive the sin of your brothers. Father never said that before his death. Yaakov was not Choshed B'Ksherim. Yaakov was not Choshed, Rashi says, that Yosef would take Nakama. So how could the brothers say that? So what does Rashi say? Zukt Rashi, Shina Badavram, Pnei Shalom. The Shiftei Ka, but they had to change the words for the matter of peace. Continues the Medrash, Rabbi Elazar Kapar Omer, Gadol Shalom, She'ein Chosem Kala Tfila Ala Shalom. How great is peace? What is the conclusion of our Tfila, the Amida? Shalom. Ve'ein Chosem Bebirkas Kohanim Ala Shalom. And how do we end Birkas Kohanim? Also with Shalom, and also Birkas Hamazon. Gadol Shalom, She'nitein La'anavim. How great is Shalom? It is a gift that is given to humble people. And when you think of the Gedolim and their degree of anivus and the Shalom with which they preach and seek and teach and live. I've heard Rabbi Shari Shachter say years ago, my father's humility is not in my ability. I heard him say it only one time, but it made such an impression on me. He said, "My father's humility is not even within my ability." Speaking about Rav Heschel Shachter Shlita. Gadol Shalom Shenitein La'anavim. How great is Shalom that it was given to humble people. Shenamar, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, La'anavim Yirshu Aretz V'Yis'angu Al Rav Shalom. So the fact that the Pasuk in Tehillim says the humble will inherit the earth and they will delight over abundant peace. So the Midrash says that means that Shalom is a gift that is given to those who have a nivus. It's true, by the way. Just think about it. It's a natural consequence of a nivus. If a person is mevato themselves, if a person has a nivus, if a person is humble and they don't think they're the greatest thing since Adam, so then they understand everyone else is greater than them. Everyone else is great too. Everyone else is a tafkid, so then you'll be b'shalom. A natural consequence of a nivus is that it will lead to shalom. Furthermore, gadol shalom shehu shakol keneged hakol. Furthermore, the Midrash says, how great is peace? It is equal to everything. Equal to everything. And Omrim, we say, Osa Shalom Uvarei Asakol. The Pasuk says, Osa Shalom. What do we say? Not the Pasuk says, we say, Osa Shalom Uvarei Asakol. It must be that Shalom is equal to everything because God makes peace and creates everything. So you learn from here how important peace is. It's equal to everything. Rabbi Elazar ben Osher, Rabbi Elazar Kappa Omer. Listen to the next teaching. Rabbi Elazar, this medrash is so long. This is an excerpt from a very long medrash. The Torah is almost obsessed with shalom. Why aren't we? So you may be thinking, maybe not me. I love shalom. First of all, when we learn, everyone has to say, what did Rav Gershon Edelstein say? I am speaking to Michal Horowitz. We stir internal reflection rather than criticism of others. So every person has to ask themselves, what can I do to enhance shalom? Shalom in my home, with my family, with friends, with community, with Am Yisrael. And we have to wonder why we're still in this long and bitter galus. We don't have to wonder so hard. The Gemara tells us very clearly, I think it's the most famous teaching of Talmud Yerushalmi, called Doshalo Bayim Biyamav, Kilu Nechrov Biyamav. The Gemara tells us very clearly why he's still here, because I didn't even include it in the handout. Masechas Yuma Tash Amar Beish. Because the Gemara tells us that the second temple is destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is obviously the opposite of Shalom. Sinas Chinam and hatred leads to contention and strife. Ahavas Yisrael leads to Shalom and Imas. So if we're still here, it means we have not yet perfected this most important Midah. That's one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, I didn't get up to there yet. It's coming. Not only is MS the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos Nun Hei, but Shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Yod Amud Beis, although the Medrash is going to quote it also. Let's continue on. Gadol Shalom. Oh, I did that already. Rabbi Elazar ben Osher, Rabbi Elazar Kappar Omer, Sha'afilu Yisrael Ovdin Avodas Kochavim, V'Shalom Beinehem, Kaviyachol, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Ein HaSatan Nogeh Beinehem. Even, says Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Elazar Kappar, even Israel are idol worshippers. I'm not advising you should leave here and go do this. But even if Israel are idol worshippers, but there is peace between them, so to speak, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Satan cannot affect them. The Satan has no power over them. Shenamar, like the Pasuk says, look, I gave you footnotes so you could see. I looked up all the Pasukim so you could see what it's talking about. Shenamar, like the Pasuk says in Hosea, Chabur Atzabim Ephraim Hanachlo. Ephraim is joined to idols, leave him alone. Look on the footnote so you see what the Pasuk means. So what is the Medrash saying about this Pasuk? Ephraim is a Chabura. You understand what the Medrash is saying? Chabur Atzabim Ephraim. The Pshat is Ephraim is joined to idols. But the Medrash was saying, look at this, Ephraim, Klal Yisrael, Ben Yakir li Ephraim, one of the names of Klal Yisrael is Ephraim. Ephraim is a Chabura. If they're a Chabura, they must have Achdus. If they have Achdus, they must have Shalom. Hanachlo, leave him alone. Why should you leave him alone? Because he has Shalom. Oh, he's worshipping idols. But look at the power of Shalom. Aval mishen nichluku ma'anam marbahem. But when Klal Yisrael is divided, nichluku is the root word of machlokas. When Kaisho is divided, when there's strife and contention, which is the opposite of Shalom, what does the Pasuk say in Hosea? Chalak libam, their heart is divided. Ato ye'eshamu, now they are guilty. When they are together as a chabura, it happens to be their all day avodah kachabim. I could look away. Look how wonderful Shalom is. They love each other. They get along. They're not fighting. I'm going to look away. But once they are divided, nechleku is the shorosh of machlokas. You see it right there. Chas lamed kuf. So now the Medrash says, chalak libam, you're divided. Your hearts are divided from each other. Ato yeshamu. Now you're guilty. Ha gadol shalom usnua machlokas. I should have bolded that for you. Ha, you learn from here, gadol shalom, how great is peace. Usnua machlokas. God despises. He hates machlokas. I once heard a beautiful vart that I quote often that I don't remember where I heard it. I really try b'shem Amro all the time if possible. Chazal tells us in Pirkei Avos, maybe Gula Olam. If I don't know, I tell you I don't remember where I heard it. But look at the word machlokas on your handout. Look at the word machlokas. So you see that the opening of the mem is very small. I'm not talking about a Rashi script or in script. In traditional block letters, machlokas, the opening of the mem is teeny. Because a machlokas usually begins with a very small point of contention. Ches, the opening is a little bit bigger. Because that teeny opening, that teeny point of contention, all of a sudden grows into something larger. If you heard me say it before, you're right. And I'm going to keep saying it. And we have to remember this. And we have to work on it. And the lamed, all of a sudden it grows bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Takes everything, blows out of proportion, it grows up. Kuf takes everything down with it. Think of Korach and his machlokas. Even the small children, Rashi says. I didn't even include Korach on the handouts. Another example. Rashi says it takes everyone down with it. The kuf is the low. And Tav, the machlokas, is finally standing firmly on its own 2 feet. It started from something so small. Such a small misunderstanding. Gadol shalom usnua machlokas, says the Medrash. How great is peace? A machlokas is despicable. We have to be very careful when you use the word I hate and when you use the word I love. Very careful. Shouldn't say I love sushi. You shouldn't say I love lamb. You shouldn't say I love steak. You shouldn't say I love the beach. You don't love those things. And if you do, it cheapens what love means. We spoke about that here, I don't know, last year or whatever. You also have to be very careful when you use the word hate. But here, mamish, the major says, usnua machlokas. Machlokas is despicable. It's disgusting. It's hateful. It tears our nation, our community, people, families apart. It doesn't mean we're always going to agree with other people. There are times, first, if you go into Beis Medrash, it sounds like everyone hates each other. The Mechamta Shel Torah sounds like, what's going on in here? They're at war. So I'm not talking about the Mechamta Shel Torah when Hillel and Shammai are each giving their points for Shem Shamayim, and Hillel says, I'm absolutely right. Shloshanim v'chatzi nechleku, Beis Hillel v'Shammai nechleku. Erevin, 13b. Shalosh shanim v'chatz, nechleku beis hillel beis shammai, halalu armim halacha. It's not in your hands. I'm sorry. There's so many sources. It took me so many hours to prepare this shiur. Oh my gosh. Shalosh shanim v'chatz, nechleku beis hillel beis shammai, erevin yud gemamad beis. Halalu armim halacha kimoseidu, v'halalu armim halacha kimoseidu. For 3.5 years, they're having the Mechamta Shel Torah. The halachas like me, the halachas like me. But the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that's a machlokas shi l'shem Shemayim. So I'm not talking about when the two chavrusas are battling out the MS of Torah in the Beis Medrash, and they're talking about real Talmidei Chachamim, not a Korach. Okay? But otherwise, machlokas is snui machlokas, the gadol Hashem. And it begins from something that's so small. And finally, the Tav, it's standing on its own 2 feet. Gadol Shalom. How great is Shalom, says the Medrash. I just looked at the clock. The Medrash continues. At least I have to get through this Medrash today. I hope. Bli Neder. Gadol Shalom. How great is peace? Sha'afilu b'shas melchama tzrichin shalom. Even in a time of war, you need peace. Sh'ne'emar, like the Pasuk says. Does everyone know where I'm up to? Tell you where I'm up to. I'm on page 2, second paragraph. I'm starting a new paragraph. If you don't know where I'm up to, I'm on page 2, starting a new paragraph. Okay. Gadol shalom, shafilu b'shas mechamet tzrichin shalom. How great is peace? Even in a time of war, you need peace. What do you mean, even in a time of war, you need peace? So the Medrash quotes a pasuk, ki sikrav el ir, etc., v'chuli. The Medrash doesn't elaborate. I gave you the footnote. I looked up the pasuk, so you should see what the full pasuk is. Look at footnote 4. Ki sikrav el ir lihi lachem ala, ukrasa v'karasa ala l'shalom. So in the same pasuk, the Chumash is telling you, you're coming, this is the famous Ki Adam Eitz HaSada, fine, just parenthetically, when you come to a city, to battle against the city. So how should you open it up? We're not talking about a Mechamas Mitzvah, where you have to destroy all the inhabitants, but how should you open it up first? Would you like to have some peace? Again, we're not talking about Mechamas Mitzvah. This isn't by Mechamas Amalek. There's no Shalom for Mechamas Amalek. Okay. So the Medrash says, in the same pasuk that it tells me I'm going to battle, it tells me you have to extend a hand in peace. Furthermore, Gadol HaShalom, Sha'afilu HaMesim Tzrichim Shalom. Shalom is not just important in Olam Hazeh. It's going to hopefully pursue us in Olam Haba. I cut it out because it's so long. But after the Medrash talks about being welcomed in Shemayim with Shalom, it talks about the opposite way. How Rishayim and Shemayim are lacking Shalom and it's taken away from them. Go look up. I couldn't include everything. Gadol HaShalom, Shafilu HaMesim Tzrichin Shalom. Even the deceased need Shalom. Shenemar, how do we know? Pasuk from Avram Avinu. The Bris Bein HaBasarim, the Rebbe Shalom says to Avram, Va'ata tavo el avasach b'shalom. So Ruzuk, Rashi, what does Rashi say over there? Terach ovdei avodazar, v'hu mivaso, shu tikaverimah, paraphrase of Rashi. Terach was an idol worshiper, and God says, oh, don't worry, you're going to be buried with your fathers. What? So Rashi says, Terach was a chozer b'deshuva. Very nice. But the Medrash here is saying something else. The Medrash here is saying that you see, even Mesim Nincham, how do you know? Because God said to Abram, you're going to die, but how did he say you're going to die? Va'ata tavo el avosacha b'shalom. Va'omer b'shalom tamos. And the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, in peace you will die. Gadol HaShalom shenitem la'osei teshuva. How great is Shalom? It's given as a gift to those who are chosen b'teshuva. You might think, Michal, it sounds like a broken record. How much you could say about Shalom? I'm not saying anything. This is a 5-page source packet that I didn't even include all the sources. I couldn't even include all the sources in Chumash. Gadol HaShalom, you don't think it's unbelievable that what statement did the Orthodox Union choose to relay about Rav Gershon? They're teaching Torah for almost 80 years. I saw somewhere that it's estimated that he personally taught 70,000 Talmidim in his lifetime personally. What did they say about him? He was b'ni'imus. He was pleasant. He was about a hava. Accepting every child. These are all facets of Shalom. Furthermore, Gadol HaShalom, Shenitam La'osei Teshuvah. How great is peace? It was given to those who are Chozim B'Teshuvah. Shenem, like the Pasuk says, Borei Niv Sefasayim, Shalom Shalom. Hashem creates pleasant speech of lips, peace, peace. So in other words, Borei Niv Sefasayim, Shalom Shalom. I'm going to quote that Pasuk later, actually. In the shir. Where is it? I can't find it right now. Let's just go. Hashem creates speech of the lips, peace, peace. And this is a reference to those who are chozim b'teshuva, and God grants them peace. Rabbi Meir Omer, Gadahu Hashalom, Shalo Barakosh Baruchu Mida Yafa Min Hashalom, Shenitna Letzadikim. Look how great peace this is, Rabbi Meir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create any better midah, measure, attribute. There's nothing better than Shalom, that it was given to the righteous. Shebishah shenifter mina olam. How are we going to be welcomed to the Olam HaEmes? That is a very scary thought. Very scary thought. Very scary thought. What's going to happen after 120 when we get up there? So scary. Mamish, so scary. I'm going to show me all the time I wasted on my phone, on my mida maguna, my impatience, the times I ate and I said, wait, did I make a bracha? Didn't I make a bracha? times I could have used for something productive that I wasted, bitozman. The disrespect we showed to our parents, our rabbanim, our teachers, Torah, it's mamish a scary thought. The Lashon Hara we posted on Instagram, WhatsApp, whatever, the late sonnets we made, it's really scary. Chazal tell us all the time in Pirkei Avos, Ayin Rosa, Ozen Shemaz, V'chol Masechen, B'sefer Nechtavim. Al Yavtichecha Yitzircha Sheshahol Beis Manasach. Al Korcha Ata Notza, Al Korcha Ata Nolad, Al Korcha Ata Chaya, Al Korcha Ata Meis, Al Korcha Ata Asi Litein Divi Cheshvon, Tnei Malach Me'achareim Lachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person has to constantly be thinking. There is a Ribono Shel Olam. He's watching, listening, it's being inscribed, written down. I have to live my life for God. How unbelievable is Shalom? Shabishasha niftar mina olam. When a person departs from this world, shalosh kita shamalacha sharis makdimin osa b'shalom. Three groups, three classes, kitos. Three classes or groups of heavenly angels preempt him, makdimin osa b'shalom. They go before him with peace. This is for the tzaddikim. It's after this that the Medrash says, and for Rishayim, it's the opposite. Harishona Omeres, what does the first group say? Yavo Shalom. I want you to look at your foot now. You need to look at footnote 5. This is a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Nun Zayin Beis, that the Medrash is... I just looked at the time. This is a pasuk from... I literally can't believe it. This is a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Nun Zayin Beis, that the Medrash is expounding upon. You have to look at the full pasuk. Look at footnote on your bottom. Is it 5? Yavo Shalom. Yanuchu amishkevosam holeich nuchocho. That's the full pasuk. He shall come in peace. Yavo shalom. Yanuchu amishkevosam. They shall rest in their resting place. Holeich nuchocho, whoever walks in his uprightness. That's the pasuk that the Medrash quotes. Fine. The Medrash breaks it down into three components. So now let's go back to the Medrash. We're at the end of paragraph 2 on page 2. When a tzaddik departs from this world, three classes of angels, heavenly angels, precede him with peace. This is for tzaddikim. Harishona Omeris, the first class says, Yavo Shalom, the first part of the pasuk from Yeshayahu, come peace. Shnia Omeris, the second class of Malachim says, Yanucha Amishkevosam, you will rest on your bed, meaning you'll have your eternal rest. And Hashlishis Omeris Holeich Nechocho. And the third class finishes the pasuk that says, you walk in your uprightness. This is what's done for tzaddikim. These three classes of angels precede him before the heavenly court. So he's walking in, the neshama is entering the Beis Din Shamala, and there are three advocates, three groups of advocates, and each one makes a statement about how peaceful he was and precedes him with peace into the Beis Din Shamala. V'lo da yana tzaddikim shamisasen b'dei kavod. Not enough, but tzaddikim, their death is through kavod. Shenamer, like the pasuk says, kavod Hashem ye'asvecha, with the honor of God you will be gathered in. Ela shemaklisim lefneihem b'shalom yavoshab. But they praise the tzaddikim in Shemayim. They laud them, and they precede them with peace, and they say, come in peace. That is how a tzaddik who is welcome to the Olam Emes. Someone who worked all their life on peace, that's how he is welcome to the Beis Din Shamala. It's there that the Medrash tells you the opposite is true. I left it out. The opposite of true of Rishayim. Gadol Shalom, how great is peace. I just realized because of the sunglasses, I started 4 minutes late. So if you have to leave exactly at 10:30, I was ready to start on time. I had to look at my glasses. But I am going to take my extra 4 minutes. And if you need to, you know, leave, you could catch the end online, okay? I'm asking you to please leave the handouts on the Bima, unless you want to take it home, but I will be your highest to bring it back next week, because we're going to continue. Let's go. Gadol Hashem, how great is peace? Shenitan Schar HaTorah. Mitzvos, you might think this is so boring. Chas v'shalom, it's the whole Medrash. This is a Medrash. It's going through all different psukim in Tanakh, and Midrashim, and Ma'amrei Chazal, about how there should be paramount importance in our life, is the goal of Shalom. And by the way, and I'm going to say later in the shir also, but it's so interesting because I focus all the time on Shorashim, that Shalom and Shleimus are the same Shorash. Because if you don't have Shalom, you can't have Shleimus. And if you have Shalom, you can have Shleimus. You can't be complete or whole if you don't have shalom. Only with shalom can a person have a sense of completion and wholeness. Shleimus and avodas Hashem is one of the most important goals for a yid. To be shalim. Shalim begufo, shalim bimamado. So Rashi says, by Yaakov Avinu. And he comes back from Lavan. He was shalom begufo, shalom bimamono, shalom betorasso, I think Rashi says. The highest accolade for a Jew, the highest goal we have to reach is shleimus. Shleimus betorah, shleimus ben adam lechaveiro, shleimus ben adam laatzmo, shleimus ben adam lekosh baruch hu. If you don't have shalom, you can't have shleimus. It's not an accident that the shorashim are the exact same. This isn't boring. Why does the Medrash spend so long taking us on a journey? I cut out so much. It is of paramount importance. Why does Birkos Kohanim end with Shalom? Why do you need Shalom in Bechukosai if the fields will be overflowing, the storehouses, my stomach will be full, I'll lie down without fear, because if you don't have Shalom, you have nothing. Why did God, who seal is Emes, Emes la'amito, why did he change the words? Why did he lie, so to speak, Chas v'Sham? Sarah didn't say she's old. There should be Shalom bias. Why did the Shiftei Kah said, your father commanded before his death, carry the sin of your brothers? Yaakov didn't say that. Yaakov is Ish Emes. They wanted to make Yaakov out to be a liar. Zuk Rashi, Shina B'davar, and Pnei Shalom. When we go up to Shamayim, as we walk into the Beis Din Shamala, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in his deathbed, Maseches Brachos, Chav Ches Amar Beis, he was crying. And his Talmidim, Bar Talmidim Levakro, the Talmidim came to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was crying, and he said, Rabbi, why are you crying? Are you afraid you're going to die? Amud Amini, Patish Chazak, Ner Yisrael, you're the pillar, you're the hammer, you're the light of Israel. Why are you crying? He says, I'm not afraid of death, but there's two paths before me, and I don't know where they're taking me. If I was going before a Basar Vadam, I would be afraid. I shouldn't go be afraid before I go before God. Rabbi Barcheinu, Rabbi, give us a blessing before you die. Yehei mora shamayim aleichem kemora Basar Vadam. Brachos chav ches amar beis. Rabbi, that's it. Ulavai. Rabbi Kiva's last words to his Talmidim were, Koch ayah hayisi mitzta'er, achshav shaboli yadi loy, kayyemen a bracha samach aleph. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's last bracha to his Talmidim was, yei mora shamayim aleichem kemora basar vadam. So they said, Rabbi, that's it? That's your bracha? Ulavai. Halavai, we should live with knowing that God is watching everything we do. We should be as afraid of the Ribbono Shel'olam as we are afraid of what people think of us. Of our reputations, of our standing in the community. What are they going to say about my simcha? What are they going to say about my car? What are they going to say about my vacation or my staycation? What are they going to say about my clothing, my jewelry, what I served at the meal? Who cares? What is God going to say? What is God going to say? We think he cares if I had a carving station and a sushi station and a wall of donuts? He doesn't care. If we throw out the person who came there by mistake and we take them by their hand, even when they offer to pay for the whole party, that's what God cares about. And when we get up to the Beis Din Shamala, before we walk into the heavenly court, there are three groups of lawyers who go before us. I shouldn't have taken out about the Rishayim. Maybe I'll add it and start with it next week, Blin Eder. And we're coming up to Tammuz. We're coming up to Tammuz. We're coming up to Churban Beis HaMikdash. And we know why it was destroyed. I already quoted you, Matas Amud Beis. And there's three categories of lawyers who go before us. They're walking me in. How did you live your life? If you lived your life, Mikan Shal Shalom Shakul Keneged Akol, then the three classes of lawyers walk before you. And the judge, the judge, the Dayan HaEmes, Dayan HaEmes, we spoke a lot about Emes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevater, the Emes for Shalom. And the Dayan HaEmes is sitting in the throne, in the Kisei HaKavod, and your neshama is walking into the court. And the Malachim walk before you. And God says, present the case. What are they open with? How many hours of Torah you learned? How much your lettuce was tracked? If you have fresh broccoli, you're frozen. By the way, I only eat frozen, so I'm not judging you. How long your sleeves were? What do they start with? If you were Chal of Yisrael or Chal of Stam, Pas Yisrael, Pas, whatever it's called, Akum. I know what it's called. Is that what they say first? No. It's not how many psukim I know and how many adapim of Gemara I can quote. They don't care in Shemayim. God gave you that chokhmah. He doesn't care. He knows. He gave it to you. Atochonin l'adam das. You know what he wants to know? How did you behave with other people? Did you live b'shalom? Then you were b'shleimus. So the first group goes in. B'li neder. I'm going to start next time. I'll bring the medrash. I'm not making a whole new source packet. I'm going to start with what happens when the Rashaim enter. Quoting this pasuk from Yeshayahu, the first group of angels says, Yavo Shalom. That's how you're announced in the based in Shamala. Let peace come. The second class of people, again, I'm not talking about the Mechamta Shal Torah. I already quoted Erevin, Yud Gimbal Beis, Beis Hill, Beis Shammai, and the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, that's a Mechoka Shi L'Shem Shamayim. We have to be admit and honest that most of our Mechokas are not L'Shem Shamayim. Shnia Omeras, Yanuchu Amish Kavosam. The second one says, let him have his proper rest here, his rightful place of rest in the Olam HaEmes, because he's being introduced with Shalom, therefore he will rest on his bed. And the third category says, Holech Nechocho, he walks in his righteousness, he walks in his uprightness, and then God says, let them come. And not only that the tzaddikim die with kavod, like the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, with kavod Hashem will gather him in, Allah Shemaklisim Ifneim B'Shalom. They praise this neshama before God with what? Not with tznias, not with Torah, not with kashrus. Those come after. They come after. I'm not saying, I'm not negating any of those things. But they open with shalom and they praise him with shalom. And then the heavenly court says, Yavo shalom. Let peace enter. Rav Gershon's hallmark was his measured and clear voice with which he taught his students until his final days. His voice avoided controversy and guided his students and community b'darchei noam. He addressed issues and relationships with pleasantness. His leadership and messages consistently employed a positive tone and stirred internal. Let's start worrying about ourselves. Ourselves and our relationship with Hashem. My level, where am I holding? How's my chesed? How's my Torah learning? How's my kashrus? How are my midos? Internal reflection rather than criticism of others. He guided teachers, mechanchim, and parents to prioritize their investment, show care and concern for every single child, even if they're not like you. Guess what? Our children are not always like us. Regularly expressing, by the way, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. That's a whole other piece. It goes both ways. Meaning, you have parents who think their children are too from, and you have parents who think their children are too modern Orthodox off the derech. Your job is to love the child God gave you. Regularly expressing encouragement and love rather than coercion and criticism. We are all in mourning over the loss of this giant of Torah, a model of humility. The Mishnah, the Medrash said it. The Medrash says, Gadol Hashem Shenitein La'anavim. A model of humility and kindness. Rav Gershon's example will inspire all of us to aspire to greater heights in the service of God. The study of Torah and the care and kindness we extend to others. Yi zichro baruch, may his memory be for our blessing. It's very nice. You have a rach Hashem v'yishmecha. You have tons of gashmias, gevaldik. Yar Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka. You know so much Torah. It's beautiful. Yisro Hashem panav eilecha. Im ein shalom ein klum. Mikan shalom shakol keneged akol. V'yasem lecha. Shalom. Next time, Be'ezer Hashem, we are continuing. Either leave the handouts. If you don't want to leave them, you must bring them back. I'm not sure if you want to do that, but I will.